When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
TV debut performing the number one Latin song in the country, Ella Baila Sola. Give it up for Peso
number one song, period,
no?
In that country.
Period.
No one,
she called Latin.
Compa, que le parece esa morra, la que anda bailando sola. Me gusta para mí, bella, ella sabe que está buena.
Ella Baila Sola, que es la one, la pusimos por todos lados. Peso Pluma no la puso para nada en su Instagram, que número uno. Y tú escribes una canción con esfuerzo, con sentimiento, que es tu canción, es tu rola, y decides montar a alguien más que te gusta su música y no merecer crédito para tu rola, como que what the fuck. Básicamente es lo que es, no recibí crédito para mi rola, pero no me agüito.
Compa, ¿qué le parece esa morra? La que está bailando sola, me gusta
para mí.
¡Ella!
¡Ah!
¡Que está buena!
¡Que está la lana mirando!
¿Qué tal what? ¿Qué está la lana mirando?
Le
así
dije que... ¡Le voy a gritar un baile! ¡Ya que me acordaron!
¡Vas a ser mía!
Es que tenga
eco.
The Larry.
And
yeah,
that is Peso. Pesado. That's the intro. You gotta cut that out.
No, we didn't. This is not.
That was it.
Over the whole song.
I wasn't ready.
Oh my god.
I didn't know that was ready. Should have been ready.
Is that it or not?
Should have been ready.
All right, whatever.
We were starting. That was it?
I guess.
Stand up, Giggle?
I thought we were just practicing, right?
Giggle. I thought we were practicing.
Giggle,
we were
standing practicing. Up. Look at Giggle standing up.
Peso Pumba.
Peso Pumba. A ver, stand up again. Stand up again.
How about Peso Panzón?
Peso Pumba.
Peso Mucho.
Peso Un Chingo.
Peso Mucho.
Ricky, pero... Oh,
peso Un Tonelada.
I don't know, Rick. If Gecko stood up or... Are you still standing
no,
up?
No, you actually got your skinnier, dog.
No, I didn't.
Hey, shout out to Gecko's trainer. He's been putting in the work with Gecko.
I have a question. Are we singing the song now or no?
Not anymore.
I'm ready.
Gecko trainer putting in the work, but not Gecko.
Really?
He's putting in the work by telling him.
I did not know that was it.
Really? What?
I thought we were going to start. I didn't know we had started.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, we started.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode.
Welcome back, guys.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another Augusto Papa podcast episode. We are available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify Podcasts. Please give us a 5-star rating because it's really, really going to help us. Like, please. We ask you guys, please go on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star rating because it really helps us. So then Spotify can see and be like, oh, like we should invest in these foods and stop investing in... Nah, just kidding. We are number 8 music podcast in the United States. Remember who was here 2 years ago talking about Eslabón Armado? Who was talking about...
All of a sudden, everyone...
Remember who was here 2 years ago, so help us out.
Remember who didn't give a fuck last year about this music, and all of a sudden they're like...
Remember who didn't care 3 months ago.
Crazy. Yes.
So,
all because...
El Gordo de la Flaca didn't even give a fuck last year.
If you guys didn't know, Jimmy said that a couple years ago, La Gorda de la Flaca didn't give a fuck about...
Música Mexicana,
but now it's popping, it's everywhere, it's going on Billboard, 60%
so now
of the charts are
now
Mexicans.
These artists, that's
now
a competition, so we need you guys just to help us out. Go give that review so that we get a little bit higher y no nos quedemos atrás.
Yeah, not only that, but so Spotify can see that we're number 8 on the charts, and then the other parties who they invest in, like, are
ya
not...
Ya estamos ganando, ya le ganamos a No Jumper, ya le ganamos a
Rap
Drinking
Caviar.
Champs, Rap Caviar. Un saludo a los compas de Rap Caviar.
They're the ones that get the big room in the Spotify.
Pero estamos echando chingados para darle duro.
Now we want the big room.
We're going to get the big room next week with Grupo Frontera. Wait on that episode.
Guys, also make sure to subscribe to our channel. 70% of you guys watching are not subscribed. If everybody subscribes, we'll be able to pop another bottle for you guys. Let's get to 300,000 subscribers
subscribe.
by the end of the year.
That's our goal.
If you can get it by this month, then...
This month?
Tell my friend to subscribe.
Wait, your voice hasn't cracked in a
long
time.
That's the first time.
If you're an OG, you know Keiko's voice used to crack like all the time.
Yeah, yeah, we were talking about all this 2 years ago.
It's because antes hablaba mucho, so like, nah, it's like...
Someone,
oh, they have.
It's a good thing though that like everyone's talking about it now, but there was people who like, you know, didn't go for even like some TikTokers.
Hey, a little hypocrite of a mom.
We have some envidia too.
We've like, been here since before it was cool to listen to música mexicana. When you put a corrido and they're like, what is that?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Guys, we're really about it. If you guys didn't know, we used to have a grupo. I used to be Requinto, him on bass. Keiko was a staff.
Executive staff.
Staff, and then he
chief of staff.
She was a staff, and then he proved himself, and we're like, all right, you can start booking stuff, and he started booking stuff. So,
that's crazy. I booked every show that you did.
That's what I said.
Hey,
I
give you know what's cool, too? That we're one of the first groups to play at Pico Rivera when Pico Rivera first started. Like,
yeah, oh, yeah, Pico Rivera was not as big as it is now. Like, yeah. Right now, Pico Rivera's like blown up as fuck, you know?
Yeah.
But they've been here since the beginning. I joined like at 35,000.
Angel's almost at 100K subscribers.
That's why I haven't got my plaque yet. If you know, I got here late.
Well, you were on like the fourth episode. Go watch the fourth episode. Angel's like, oh yeah.
We've grown a lot because that episode got like 1,000 views in 2 days.
That's crazy. There's a lot of people like that are finding out about our podcast.
Keiko wasn't even on that episode. It was Ricky.
Oh, I was in Mexico.
Ricky. Yeah.
Guys, today in this building alone, all the OGs are here. Ricky, step in
for a second.
Let him know he was the OG. He was the OG.
Ricky's here.
That's all Ricky.
Ricky's here. You know, we should do a video when
Brandon's here.
We should do like an OG video, huh?
We should do an OG video, just them two first, and then like 10 minutes later Ricky pulls up. That's and then great. 10 minutes later I'll pull up, and then 10 minutes later
an hour later Angel pulls up.
Yeah. And then we just cut.
I pulled up once they blew up. I was like, all right, bet.
He's like, let me hop on the bandwagon.
Música mexicana?
Bad. He's like, gordo on the flag. I just hopped in the movie.
You were 2-1.
No.
But what I like to say always, thank you guys for supporting. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be doing all this amazing stuff. Because if you guys, you know, were able to, you know, get on these platforms, Spotify, Apple, everybody.
Yeah,
you know,
but you guys, we need you guys to support more than ever because, you know, now we're fighting with national television. Gordo y la Flaca, Despierta America, Un Nuevo Día. All that stuff that your moms and grandmas and all those people watch.
Like, at first I thought we were...
They're on the bandwagon and we need help.
At first I thought we were competing with Pepe, but now we're just competing with...
Now we're competing about everybody, global, like...
Damn, Pepe doing the videos like us too now.
We're going to be in Miami soon, fucking competing, you know? But guys, para la gente que anda comiendo, provecho. Para la gente que anda tomando, un salud. Happy today's Cinco de Mayo. So if y'all got late on Friday...
Real Mexicans don't celebrate that.
Yeah, but guys,
porque tienes el nopal en la frente, compa.
Ahí está, look right there.
I don't celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Colorism.
You celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
Nah.
Only Angel, no?
Pull up later.
Yeah. We're celebrating Cinco de Mayo.
Apicial.
He's like, hey, bring the jarritos.
Yeah.
You celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
We're going to take a whole fucking barril.
The taco salad.
I have a question. Do you guys know why we celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
No,
because it
really,
and
you rep Mexico so hard.
Yes, on the day is September 16th.
Is the day that Pancho Villa won the war? No,
that's great, Ricky. Let us know what happened.
Me quedo calladito, wey.
No, it's they're celebrating the win of a battle.
That's what I said.
Puebla? And Puebla, huh? But the thing is that it wasn't even on Cinco de Mayo. I feel like United States just said, hey, we kind of need something in Mayo porque like it's kind of a slow month, I guess.
Yeah.
So they picked that and.
Yeah, we do that shit too, no? Because isn't like supposed? Oh, you know how we celebrate Christmas, like the birth of like Jesus.
Yeah,
but wasn't his birthday like on the Bible says like it's in April?
It's on Easter, no?
No.
That's a whole nother topic. I don't know.
You told me that you're like, oh yeah,
yes.
Well, I don't want to talk about religion on
this channel, but religion.
Yeah.
But anyway, guys, thank you guys for everything. We're here. We're popping out. Estamos echando ganas y los queremos un chingo. Let us know where you're from in the comments below.
Yeah, where you?
We read all the comments, all of them.
And how are you guys watching? Are you guys listening to us at the gym, at school, or?
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
All they have is just...
The station with the...
Best.
In your face.
all over the place.
She looks like every other
I think the not, you tricky.
The Subverted Radio Show. Anywhere you get your podcast.
Don't forget to, if you're watching it on TV, you know, take a little pic, tag the account, you know, share us out there. Put the link so people, your friends that are chismosos, can click on it and watch the cheese.
Yeah, put a friend on. Put a friend on, please.
Yeah.
Put a family friend.
Because you know how many people we meet and then be like, oh, my friend put me on or my sister put me on.
It's amazing, you know? Guys.
Have we're a growing. Family day on Mondays and watch the podcast.
And they're like, hey, I love you guys. And I was like, are you subscribed? No.
Yeah, so please subscribe, guys. Help us get out of the trenches. We're trying to get a warehouse soon.
We've been, bro. It's so hard.
Bro, the OGs know. The OGs know.
Guys, I think next month we're moving out.
We've been through 3 summers, like 75 winters. Like, dude, you guys have seen us with like 3 sweaters on. This is the last week. Oh, God.
Guys,
I think like in 2 months we're out for sure. So you just enjoy this.
Just enjoy the last few days sitting on the couch. Because y'all going to see it soon.
And then in 2 months we hear like rain coming down.
Like, bro, we're still going to be
floating right now in this waterlogged, bro.
We're like, going to be sitting on these couches saying like, damn.
It's fucking flooded right now, bro.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I got my feet off for a reason.
That's why we have this table like this.
Bro, I don't know. This is crazy. But I think I was stressing about it, but also I think there's like a certain beauty of doing all this with so little.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like
when we went on that one show with, you'll blur it out if you don't want me to say the name, but we went with Jimmy and we saw that he's doing a show and there was what? 30 people at least.
Oh yeah,
like, and it's just us. This is just us in a garage.
So I think to be kind of up there with just us, and you know, the help of,
yeah,
the help of you.
And it's cool because people, people see when they first come here, se quedan like being shocked.
They're every
like,
single person, dude, I thought it was bigger.
Like it's literally a 1-car garage. We literally tore it down, rebuilt it.
It's literally a 1-car garage.
We actually
and we got 2 cars.
We actually extended it
a bus
this season.
Yeah,
it was shorter than what we had it, but we extended it like 5 more feet, but we're still putting in putazos.
Like 3.
Yeah. But honestly, guys, none of that matters. What makes a gusto.
No, it doesn't matter, bro. We still trying to get out.
No, but I was trying to make it like
I was trying to make it like a
sweet message, like without a gusto, like.
No, your mom said, even your mom said, hey, when y'all moving now?
Yeah. Guys, we took all of my parents' storage and put it in the backyard. But like I said, without any of this, like, Augusto fans is what makes Augusto, you know? So keep subscribing, keep watching those
if
episodes.
If it weren't for you guys, we wouldn't have the opportunity to play soccer against Fuerza Regida and Eslabon Armado.
Wait on that.
Next week, we played soccer against Eslabon Armado at LA Galaxy Field. StubHub? That's what it's called?
StubHub.
Not the big ass one, but like, they have like,
yeah, shout out to Kiko for knowing everybody.
Oh, yeah, and shout out to Galaxy too for like, they give us a jersey.
Oh, yeah, shout out to my boy Nelson.
Shout out to Nelson.
A la orden.
Like, that's crazy. We played at the Galaxy.
Oh, where's our custom jersey?
Oh, it's at my house. Fuck.
They gave us a custom Augusto jersey. We are planning on.
They retired the number 10 for us.
If you guys know, that used to have our charts, but we are planning on putting the jersey in that area. So we're kind of like.
A TV.
Yeah, but we're going to put the jersey in that little.
In front of the TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we have a TV, we just use it for FIFA.
No, we got to stop saying what we're.
Oh, yeah, guys. We
bought a TV.
Moving out of here. And like, it was a horrible choice. Like, all we do is play.
No,
FIFA.
They bought a TV, and this fool brings his PS4 with fucking FIFA 23.
Oh, imagine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When we walk in, there's a fucking laptop connected with Netflix open.
That's
I don't know who it is.
That's me.
No wonder that Santos are all weird.
No, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that. But imagine, you're con tus compas, 60-inch flat screen TV, 4K high definition, 60 frames per second, PS4. FIFA, what is it? The new one?
PS5.
I don't even know. I just know that I suck, but it was fun.
Sony, if you can send us a new PS5, you know.
Sony right now watching. Damn, bad.
Damn, but let's get into the topic because.
Oh, yeah.
Gold feet.
Make sure to stay tuned for next week. Soccer against Eslabon Armado. It was really good. It was like goal.
And then I wasn't playing, of course.
It was a super close game. Angel didn't play. And I think that's why we did it.
Yeah. I was like, I cannot. Step in and mess up the success. That's what I know.
And also, congrats. Well, yeah, congrats to Eslabon Armado for the new album, Desvelado. Thank you for inviting us to the album release party. It was super lit. Except the line to get drinks. It was just.
It's crazy. It was long.
I was on like. I told you to get drinks the way I told you to.
Yeah, but that's not like.
Fair?
it's just like, why are you gonna cut? You know, like I don't.
I mean,
oh, you cut the line.
If you think you're better than other people, then just say that.
Do you think cut the line?
No,
you think you're too cool? You think you're too cool to like wait in line?
No, I was waiting in line, and Andrew literally came like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna get a drink." He's like, "Okay, come." And then he takes me to a side, and he told the peloncito, the one that wait like does the thing for Eslabón when they have their party in, upstairs.
The bartender, yeah.
And he was like, "Oh, like he's gonna come through the side and then just serve him, okay?" So I was like, "Okay."
He did not say
guard,
that.
On guard, on guard, swear.
I like the 10 million party better.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like this one, this party was like.
You know what?
Ooh,
you know what?
I saw some people.
When my, a fallen soldier.
No.
But I feel like the drinks were really good on the 10 million.
10 million.
Like,
yeah.
they were really, really good.
Except towards the end, like, they were just like, you know what? Like, y'all asking for too
They
much.
Tried for, like, the vodka. First 2 hours. Like, they would
at put the 10 million?
Yeah. The drinks were really good.
It was, yeah, después.
Boom. It was just a Sky Vodka.
Imagínense, free drinks, free everything. Y nos andamos quejando.
No.
I had a great time. Both parties, I had an amazing time. I was chilling.
Why?
I was chilling.
With who? Ah, messing with you.
No lo queme.
Angel was happy, though. He saw his...
We don't want to put anybody in a comfortable position to speak. We'll go forward with the conversation, you know.
And also, thank you to Rancho Mille for inviting us to their office inauguration. I don't know how to say it in English.
What was going on? I saw the stories.
One disclaimer:
the
ribbon cutting. Could you please put that we have to dress nice next time,
guys? We got the invite, and I did not read it good. I still haven't read it, but I don't think they put it. But we were supposed to dress nice.
He probably fucking didn't read it and just told us to come.
I don't.
He's a type. He's a type.
He is.
Damn. You saying he fake?
Yeah.
I didn't. I went for Longo too.
No, you didn't. I went in chanclas, dog.
Yeah, but like, I mean, you went for Longo too. You're for Longo right now. Nah, just keep ripping.
I'm rich. I'm repping the merch.
Oh, I heard rich.
You're calling the merch for Longo?
Yeah, I just have to.
Guys, make sure to.
I like your shirt.
Sick as much. Oh yeah, so we got there. People are in suits and everything. The whole industry's there.
Even
we get
Jimmy
there.
Called Keiko out.
He not only did he have chanclas, but like he didn't clean his chanclas. So
oh, can you show your chanclas, please?
Now they're clean.
So you're wearing these?
Yeah, but they're dirty.
But they're really dirty.
They're like beaters.
Y Jimmy ahí llega like all nice and his Bugatti. Suits.
He's like, at least clean the sandals, pa.
I said at least clean them.
Dude, we arrived there at the same time as Jimmy and JB, and the first thing they told Keiko, dang, you didn't have time to wipe down those sandals?
And then the security started clowning on me, so I had to get him back.
The guy that looks like Angel?
Yeah.
Dude.
Okay, can you say,
dude, how do you bring him on, bro? He's funny as fuck.
No, dude, I don't want him near me. I'm going to sit on that side, though. If he's near
funny,
me,
yeah.
I'm going to fight him.
He's funny as fuck.
Yeah, he's funny.
That guy, dude, that guy, he can roast you if you don't.
Try to put a picture of him so you guys know who we're talking about.
Nah, but that guy's funny, dude. I was roasting. He was roasting me. I was roasting him back. And he sucks me.
But yeah, congrats on... You know, that album, number one global debut.
And for the offices, finally all finished. There's a Bugatti in there.
Bugatti?
And a Lamborghini.
Did you take a picture
side.
With it?
No.
I have a picture.
I already know Angel was there.
Yeah. Dude, come on.
Dude, I saw the Bugatti and I was like, if I was there.
As soon as he got in, he started cleaning his camera lens and everything.
I know, I didn't go.
But yeah, it was super. We were there for an hour because we had a film. And there was like, it was super dope.
The whole industry was there.
The whole industry.
Yeah. We met the guy for a BMI. Yeah.
Vice president. We're going to go to the BMI offices.
You know, maybe host it one day.
Oh, yeah. For sure. We're going to get invited to the next award show.
Watch El Gordo y la Flaca host the next one.
Nah. Crazy.
Oh, God.
Dude, hey. But what happened recently on Gordo y la Flaca?
What happened? Nah, I'm just kidding. Guys, as you guys can see by the title of this video, what you guys came for, you guys probably skipped all the way right here, but
18 minutes in.
There's like, I don't want to say beef, but stuff going on. Oh shit, 18 minutes in. There's stuff going on between Eslabón Armado and Peso Pluma. Not really between them two, but more like just people talking, media talking, like Gordo de la Flaca, who all of a sudden give a shit about this music. You know, back then they didn't give a fuck.
Hey, that's cool, right? I stand by what he said.
Yeah.
Well, you should have said that.
I mean, before we get into you know, the beef and all the conflict.
Everybody like, damn, 18 minutes in and before we get into it.
All right, what happened?
We're going to say, damn. Hey, come on, bro.
You're good.
Hey, but what happened? Sorry.
I was going to be like, oh, congrats to...
More congrats?
Congrats to who?
You're going to say congrats to Eslabón Armado and Peso Pluma.
Yeah, for having the number one song.
Oh, number one song, global, which made history. There hasn't been a number one song that's been global in Música Mexicana. They broke the record.
They're breaking barriers.
Ella Baila Sola, number one. And then Grupo Frontera with Bad Bunny. beat them for a day, and then went back down, which is shocking because
absolutely
you would expect Bad Bunny just be like, oh, it's Bad Bunny, number one. But no.
Peso Pluma. Did you guys ever think Eslabón Armado and Peso Pluma, you know, like a traditional música mexicana song was going to be bigger than the new Bad Bunny song? That is insane.
That kind of shocked me.
Nah, I feel like Bad Bunny fell off.
Because he took a break.
He fell off.
I feel like if artists take a break, they just fall off.
He fell off.
Yeah, I feel like Bad Bunny was there, but, you know, straight down right now.
Yeah. I mean, not that took a break, and I just feel like he's not there.
Instigator.
Talking about not that his show got canceled. Oh, my God, bro.
I know. It's because we were in here, and then I feel like I just didn't share the pain with you. I feel like you were like really bothered about it, and I was like,
yeah, because Keiko calls me, hey, people are telling me the show got canceled, can you check? So I texted the lady, she had confirmed postponed because of visa issues.
It's on my birthday though. Like,
not anymore.
No,
well, we're celebrating Nata and Junior, not you.
Well, it's a celebration.
Welcome to the team.
It's a double celebration for me.
Wait, so you want to go to the concert on your birthday? Because I was gonna be like, damn, what if Jason wants to do some like bullshit, like mountain bike or something?
No.
We ain't gonna.
So you down for the concert on your birthday?
We ain't gonna celebrate that shit. Fuck.
That's crazy.
What if we throw an after party?
We could do that
after the Nata show for your birthday.
I'm not even for my birthday.
Fuck. Penthouse.
Let's do it, guys.
Yeah, he's thinking about that because.
Guys, we're promoted right now. After party God. For my birthday.
At a club?
November 3rd or 4th. It's anything. Still not.
What's the club?
Or anything. Pull up. I'm promoting it from now on. November 3rd.
Save the date.
Yeah. What if we do host a club, but we just get an Airbnb after, like, after club? I just said that because I know Keiko's like, boink. after, boink.
After.
That shit went from headlights to high beam.
You're gonna turn into like werewolf,
dude. I'll get you.
Ya lo que vinimos, ya se pasan de.
Oh yeah, congrats.
21 minutes. Congrats
to Eslabón Armado and Pedro for writing the song, composing the song. Full credit to Pedro. I feel like Pedro doesn't really get a lot of credit for like the stuff he does. To be honest, like usually when someone writes a song, they're like, "Oh, this person, like Edgar Barrera, he's a fucking beast." But like Pedro writes his music, sings it. And at one point,
he's producing all his music.
He like does it all himself. And that's really hard. It's not bad to have a ghostwriter or anything, but like to do it all yourself, like respect.
Yeah, I feel like that's.
And I feel like he doesn't get that respect or recognition.
Yeah, I feel like that's the hardest thing to do in the music game. Like, because you're keeping your royalties, you're not paying another writer.
Oh, one more congrats. He bought a new house.
No, yeah.
So many congrats.
That's a badass house. Somewhere near us, I just.
My boy winning in life. Congrats, bro.
Yeah. When we played the game, he even said, like, the tennis court. Like, we've been to the old house.
Yeah, and I was like, I remember.
I was confused because I was like, no way. Like,
but he bought a new house. I don't know if it's, I'm pretty sure it's for his family. I was going to say, is it for him or his family? But
I mean,
their family.
Yeah, their family. The house looks really sick. Congrats on that.
And Angel gave him a Rolls Royce, no?
Oh, yeah. Crazy. Angel gave him a Rolls Royce for the success of Ella Baila Sola.
Ella Baila Sola, crazy.
He has a Z01.
Damn, my boy. How old is he?
He's younger than us.
20?
For like 20, 19.
That's crazy. Congratulations on all this.
Oh, no, he's turned
21.
20 in July.
Ain't 20? He's barely turning 20. I think he's like 21.
He's going to turn 21.
Somebody let us know in the comments how old he is.
Yeah, I don't know his age.
But however old he is, this is all this success at any age, remarkable.
Like, he made
remarkable,
it.
Yeah, remarkable.
Like, if you reach this at like 80 years old, like, it's still remarkable, but at like 20 something.
Great. I still got
okay. Yeah.
So they came out with the song, yeah, Baila Sola. As you guys can see by the title of this video, we're only gonna talk about what's out there, and just put everything in order for you guys. And it all started with the song blowing up, everyone's talking about it. And then Jimmy Fallon invites Peso Pluma to his show, Jimmy Fallon. First time a Música Mexicana artist goes on Jimmy Fallon,
but
not that one on Jimmy Kimmel.
Dumb question, but damn, it might be a really dumb question. Is there only like one like late night thing, or is there like a few?
There's multiple.
On?
There's like the Conan
Tonight Show.
Oh, well, I mean, that's not late.
I thought it was like one, and they just like did different hosts. Like,
no,
one retired.
No, there's a lot
few going
there's
on.
There's a lot.
Neta, I wouldn't be able to answer because I really don't know anything about that.
You know, I really wanted to watch the Peso Pluma one, but we weren't home.
We're going to react to everything. So we're going to start off by playing the video where Peso Pluma goes on
the performance.
But
que empezó este esta cosa.
Yeah. Just watch it. I mean, congrats to Peso Pluma too.
US TV debut too much congrats. Performing the number one Latin song in the country. Ella baila sola. Give it up for Peso
number one song, period,
Pluma.
In the country.
Period.
No one.
She got Latin.
Number one song, period.
He looks really shy.
Who wouldn't be?
Compa, ¿qué le parece esa morra? La que anda bailando sola. Me gusta pa' mí. Bella, ella sabe que está buena.
Segunda.
Oh, que estoy muy loco, pero le gusta que ningún bando como yo actúa.
¿En qué está? Oh, but he threw it this
home. Oh, come on! Thank you, buddy.
Anyway.
Wait. This and this.
So, yeah, guys, as you guys saw, he performed, and we're going to talk about it after the break. And he just stupid. Like this. Let's go on break.
Than what the original studios.
I'm messing with you right now.
What you know about music, fool?
No. What you know about?
What you know about?
What do you know about vocalizing?
Bruh, you gave up on the accordion in like 2 days.
Back me up. Back me up. Back me up.
Y'all fuck, dude. I feel like you guys do to just put each other down.
Stick
you know?
To the triangle.
What?
You could be the metronome.
What you say?
All of a sudden, everyone's fighting.
Oh, he's trying to divert the.
You're the one that brings everybody down.
I bring you down?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you don't like doing ideas we bring up unless you bring them up.
What ideas have you brought up where I'm like, oh shit, Keko?
All of them? The soccer one?
What soccer idea? And I said, let's not do it?
No, the silent library?
That was your video, your vlog. I just said, if you need to do this video, this is what you need to buy. And you're like, oh shit, no. Never mind. You try to throw a club, Angel was like, this is what you need, security, insurance,
liquor,
and then you're putting down my idea.
Always.
That wasn't putting it down, that was just making you realize what you need in order to get that done, and then you realize it's not easy, and you're like, oh shit, you guys try to put me down.
That's easy.
So throw an event.
Why have you done it?
I'm going to do it for the summer.
Okay, that's not putting it down, that's just... Anyway, guys, we are back from the break. As
I'm
you guys saw,
that in.
Peso Pluma... Special Pluma was at Jimmy Fallon. It's a good performance. Honestly, we watched and we're like, oh, cool. You know, he made history. Congrats to Special Pluma.
First for that. Mexican, regional Mexican.
You made history?
To be on Jimmy Fallon, national TV. It's an American.
Música Mexicana artist, not Mexican.
Hey, too much commotion over there. I'm getting distracted.
Keep it down in the court.
Yeah, they fucked me over.
Oh,
keep going.
First Mexican, regional Mexican artist to be on Jimmy Fallon, an American TV show. You know when it hits the American, it's doing good.
Yeah. When I saw that and it was realized how big of a deal it was, I was just happy, you know? I was like, hey, Música Mexicana is going out there. And I remember, you know, when it wasn't cool to listen to Mexican music, and now it's Jimmy Fallon.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to Peso Pluma.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon.
Jumped on the wagon.
So yeah, we watched it and we're like, oh, you know, just he performed awesome. But there was people who were not happy. I think it all started with like just people on TikTok. Cause I don't even think Pedro even made a video, right? There was some lady who like was talking about like white privilege and like cause he's like white.
That
was stupid as fuck. Like, do you guys really think they only invited Peso Pluma because of his skin color?
No.
Right?
Nope. They didn't.
But she did have a point on one part because they did not announce Eslabon Armado on there. Jimmy Fallon didn't announce him and Peso Pluma didn't say anything like, congrats to my compas, right? Nothing Eslabon Armado was announced on that show.
Yeah, not gonna lie, I do not remember.
I don't think so.
We just watched it, bro. I don't remember either, but Eslabon Armado wasn't announced at all, and I think that's where like lady did have a point.
Angel, take your head out of your ass.
No, I'm kidding, I'm kidding. It's all love, it's all love.
No te asustes. No te asustes.
You scared of him?
Guys, it's going to be a direct cut. There's like final cut and then like director's cut.
No te asustes.
I'm not going to say that was a calm no te asustes. You should have been more like, no te asustes.
Oh my God. Okay, all of a sudden we joke around and
no te dejes, y'all.
They're instigating. Dude, they're instigating.
No, no, no. Stop the conversation to tell you that, bro.
Well, yes, but honestly, there's like a lot of things I would let slide. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of things you would let slide, but this is not one.
I wouldn't let that, bro. All
right, well, anyway, Pedro does not let this one slide.
Nice transition. It all started with people talking, and they did have a point, you know, like it's Eslabon Armado's song. Pedro wrote it. Basically, I think came up with everything, and then Peso Pluma just hopped on. And how it looks right here, only Peso Pluma is getting the credit for it.
The recognition. But I want to add on to something. You know, I just feel like we don't. Well, I think Peso Pluma could have been invited to Jimmy Fallon for many reasons. You know, one being because that song went number one. Another reason being because Peso Pluma has multiple songs in the Hot 100. So it could be either or.
Yeah, we don't know.
And I feel like,
but not only that,
you guys decide.
The top five artists global. He beat Bad Bunny and Drake, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that could be another reason we don't know. We don't know.
We don't know.
Only Jimmy and Peso know.
That's for you guys to, you know, decide in the comments. Did he get invited because he had the number one song in the world, or he was already relevant? He was already killing the game, and he's number four global in the world, right, Angel?
And we also don't know if he got invited, and then they were like, perform this song since it's like number one.
Yeah, exactly.
And we don't know.
It would be really good to know who had the idea of like sing this song.
Yeah.
Who said that? That's another thing that everybody on TikTok hasn't thought about.
Yeah. And I think Peso Pluma has a lot of badass songs in the Hot 100. You know, it's just not
Ella Baila Sola. He has 11 or 10?
I'm not sure, but he has a lot of songs. You know, all features.
No, not all features. Yes, Por Las Noches.
Oh, Por Las Noches.
He's by himself.
Most of them are features, but I think they're all remarkable songs.
Yes. So then this show airs or this news come out. Everybody, you know, congratulates him because it is a huge achievement. That deserves to be celebrated. What happened after?
Yeah, like I said, people were talking. And then I think it finally gets to Pedro. He sees. And this is what he had to say.
Gracias por apoyar. Ella Baila Sola, que Eslabón la pusimos por todos lados. Peso Pluma no la puso para nada. Para nada en su Instagram, que número uno. O que saludo para mi compa Pedro, que fue, la canción fue un éxito. Nada, como si me entiendes, es lo que me agüita. Pero ni modo. Ni pedo. Así que vamos a seguir echándole ganas, raza. Es como, por ejemplo, ¿ustedes cómo se sentirían si ustedes están a un nivel y hay otras, y hay alguien, otro más, casi igual o poquito más alto que tú? No me voy a mentir, más alto que tú. Y tú escribes una canción con esfuerzo, con sentimiento, que es tu canción, es tu rola, y decides montar a alguien más que te gusta su música y no merecer crédito para tu rola, como que what the fuck. Básicamente es lo que es, no recibí crédito para mi rola, pero no me agüito, no me agüito, la rola es 100% mía, me vale madre. Anyways, vamos a continuar con este carrito, que la gente no viene aquí. Yo pedí bolas y la gente no viene. Es que se me acabaron las bolas, por eso me esperé. Pero no, ni modo, raza, lo tuve que sacar ya, lo tuve que sacar. Esa canción, les digo la neta, esa canción va a recibir más premios que nunca. ¿Y quién va a estar ahí? ¿Quién va a estar ahí? Ustedes díganme, ¿quién va a estar ahí para recibir esos premios? Díganme ustedes, ¿quién? ¿Quién va a estar ahí para recibir esos premios? ¿Quién? Ese reconocimiento de la rola, ¿quién va a estar ahí? Ustedes díganme. Ustedes díganme, ¿quién va a estar ahí? Ustedes saben quién. No estoy enojado con nadie, no tengo rencor con nadie. Simplemente agüitado. Agüitado de más raza. Bueno, voy a hacer un recorrido, así que aquí voy a andar a gusto.
I didn't, well, I mean, I watched the video a lot, but I didn't really catch the beginning of how he said how Peso Pluma wouldn't share it.
Mm-hmm. Did he mean at the beginning? Did he mean throughout?
I think he meant the beginning because, like, I've seen Peso Pluma repost a lot of, like, yeah. Number one.
Yeah, and I think also before we get going on with this, like, you know, it's, we're not picking sides or anything mm-hmm. like that. We are being transparent. We're just putting what's out there already. Y no se enojen con nosotros, por favor.
Yeah, but, I mean, Pedro does have a point, you know, like, obviously, he's the one who struggled in his room for days, hours, probably no sleep. Takes the song out and then.
Dan, pero eso también que dice de los award shows que, oh, okay. I think it's a given. It's going to win awards.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. Y dice, oh, ¿y quién va a estar? I think se va a ver. Eso, vamos a ver quién va a ir.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
But I have a question for you guys in terms of, like, the awards. Do you guys think it's going to make it out of the traditional awards that Música Mexicana goes, or it's gonna,
like, or it's just Latin,
like Premios de la Radio type of thing?
Yeah, or is, you think it's gonna get Grammys, like American Grammys?
Crazy.
Because, like I said,
there's Latin Grammys and then there's Grammys.
Yeah, but then again, like, another thing to consider is that this song is global meaning
imagine the culture getting a Grammy.
That'd be insane. That's what I'm saying.
It would be,
like,
a good day.
I think in a sense Pedro does have a point, but I feel like it could go either way, you know. I feel like they,
mira,
you know.
Lo que yo, what I thought about while I was watching that video, hubieran dicho, you know, they're so successful with this. Ya vieron por dónde es. Drop another one.
Together? Damn, but now since, like.
Otra.
Yeah.
But I feel like, I don't know. I feel like when you try to replicate, like, a success of a song, like, typically it doesn't end up happening.
Huh.
Like, I'll tell you why. Because I feel like when Danny Lux and Eslabón drop Jugaste Sufrir, they try to do it again, but it didn't reach those heights, you know?
Yeah, they've done a few songs since, right?
They did take a badass song, but it didn't reach those heights. I feel like it's a one-of-a-kind thing. Sorry,
the only one that made the noise was when Ivan and Pedro did one-on-one for Ivan's song and then Pedro's song.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Keiko. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, that's the only time they both, like, teamed up.
Where they were able to replicate the success.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Besides that, like,
no one. Hasta la muerte? Psh, banger.
No one has ever made it happen like that.
Yeah, so I feel like it's truly, like, a unique thing that it's not going to. Well, I think it can't be replicated.
All right, so let's say. Well, not let's say. When the awards come, who do you guys think should be there?
Slavon, for sure.
I think
should Peso be there?
I think both should be there.
Well, they both should be there, but, like, when it comes to award shows, like, let's just say Jugaste Sufrir. Oh no, that's Danny's song, right?
Yeah, that's Danny's song.
Danny wrote it.
Like, yeah, let's just say when he got the BMI award, was it just him?
It was just him.
He what?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Remember, no. He took a picture with Chato?
Who?
Danny. Danny and Chato took a picture. Well, that's the only reason why I know that he was there, because they took a picture together.
I forgot what I was going to say, but...
Okay. But I guess what you're trying to say is that the person that wrote the song should be given the award, right?
Well, duh.
Well, that, I think that was your point, no?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously it would be super dope if Peso was there, but like, Eslabon has to be there at the award show.
I know, but obviously he's saying the complete opposite of what you're saying. So it's not as obvious, you know? Because he's saying, who's going to go and get the award? He's saying Peso. But you're saying...
No, what? He's not saying Peso. He's saying, like, who's going to get the award show? No, you're confused. So when Pedro was like, who's going to be there for the award shows?
No, like, yeah, it's like a rhetorical question.
Yeah, like me.
He was implying that when they win the awards that is going to definitely win, that they're going to say, hey, Peso, come get your award for Ella Baila Sola. Like, that's what he was alluding to. But... I don't think it's gonna be.
No, babe, what?
No, yeah, I think.
No, right. I think me and Angel are on the same page, and you guys are on the same.
Yeah.
No, it's because.
When he said.
Okay, well, okay, what do you guys get from that?
So when Pedro said, who's gonna be. Watch, I'm basically gonna pretend I'm Pedro. Who's gonna be there at the award shows getting the song?
Can I pretend I'm Peso Pluma?
Yeah.
No, you're just pesado.
No, okay.
Sorry to interrupt. Can you guys say that again?
Okay, so I think this is what Pedro meant.
Mm-hmm.
Who's gonna be there at the award shows to get the awards for that song? Like, you guys are giving Peso the credit here, but when it comes to the awards, who's going to get it?
Oh. I interpreted like, hey, he said on his own words, I'm not getting the credit. And then also, when it comes to the awards, who's going to be there?
Okay, so
we understood.
Me and Angel understood that from that video.
Yeah, but we understood is like, okay, when the award show comes, they're going to tell Peso Pluma, like,
what do you think?
Come get your award. That's what I understood. And like, he was aguitado because no le iban a invitar tampoco.
So Pedro thinks that Peso Pluma is going to get the award?
No, that's what we thought.
That's what we interpreted.
Yeah, that's what
I feel like you guys were right.
No, we don't know who's right.
Well, but you guys
the
understand?
The owner of the song is going to get the award.
Yeah.
Common sense.
The one with the royalties and everything.
Like yeah, that. but
so I guess we don't have common sense, but we kind of understand the same thing. Yeah.
Because I thought he was
kiss.
I thought he was and now saying, they kiss. Guess who's going to be there?
It's because obviously he didn't get invited to. White and black and then...
Yeah, well, I'm just saying because obviously he's already mad or upset that he didn't.
Okay, so do you guys see how easy it is to interpret things? Do you guys
misinterpret?
Well, everybody has a different perspective. That's what he's trying to say right now.
See, there you go. You guys saw in real time.
Yeah, real time.
People seeing the same thing and understanding different things.
There's always
y luego así empiezan.
Thing. That's why there's a his and hers type of thing.
Yeah, know? Yeah. Okay, this happened organically in the podcast. So, for example, I was gonna say something right now.
Darn it.
Since for example, Pedro wrote the song, right? But obviously I feel like people are thinking it's Peso Pluma because obviously he's the one getting invited to these bigger
because
TV shows, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What does that mean that?
I was thinking of something else while you were singing, so I just said yeah.
Okay, the whole point being that say alborotaron because Jimmy Fallon, Peso Pluma went on Jimmy Fallon show, which is a huge stage, one of the biggest stages that Música Mexicana has been
TV
on,
Network.
And they sing the song Ella Baila Sola, which is written by Sabon Armado, is their song. Peso Pluma is just the feature, well not just, is a very important feature. And Eslabon Armado felt some type of way for not getting in. They said on national television they did not get an invitation.
Which we're going to play that video.
In a bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So roll the clip. Now that's kind of crazy.
Wait, but you guys think that Pedro has a right to be mad, right?
We're going to let you guys decide.
We're going to let you guys decide.
Neta, what about if...
I would be mad.
Okay, he could be mad. Yes, he has the right to be mad. But at the same time, did Peso have the right to choose a song?
Oh, like, yeah, what about we also don't know that, yeah.
That's the thing. You know? Eso es algo que no había pensado. And everybody just assumed that... I feel like what people song. Assume, that was like, hey... Like Jimmy Fallon telling Peso Pluma, hey, what's up, my boy? Thank you for coming. Like, what song are you trying to do? What song are you trying to sing?
Like, you don't know.
Hey, let's do Ella Baila Sola. That's what everybody assumes that happened.
Yeah.
It might have... I can assure you that's not what happened.
Yeah, I think so.
There's no way to prove it. You know,
I think
but
it's more like, oh, this Mexican artist is making so much noise, top five global, breaking records, doing things that no one has ever done. Let's invite him.
Cause look, what he could have done.
They have an agenda.
He could have sang a newer song and gave it promotion because hella people are gonna be watching it. So it would have been like the song's already number one. Mm-hmm. Why is it gonna need more promo? He could have played another song and gave it like the promo.
That's the thing, though. We don't know if he could have played another song.
No, but
what I think happened is that
I'm gonna add to what you said.
Is that Jimmy Fallon said, "Hey, pull up,
do this song." Yeah,
yeah.
And there's no ifs or. You know, like there's no like, input. I think.
I feel like there's already people.
Yeah, it
there's producers.
Because like if they were to look just at the song, they would read the first name. Don't you think? I'm pretty sure it wasn't like
that. Hey, that's the thing, though. So did they want Peso Pluma on the show, or did they want the song?
The number
one. They wanted the views because they know if he would have sang that song, people would have been like, "Oh shit, he's gonna perform the song. Let's." You know, it's gonna direct traffic to that place because it's a number one artist with the number one song, so they're gonna want, you know, the traffic going to their platform.
Kind of like a thumbnail type of thing.
Yeah, it's like they.
But that was a good question too.
Yeah, both of you. It was
good. I feel like both were very good points.
If they were looking for the song, well, their people search up the song. Yeah, Baila Sola. This song is making noise. I'm pretty sure they would. Click on the first name there, Eslabon. Don't you think? Or I don't think it's like, oh, this song's badass. Who's the feature? You know?
No son con nosotros. We need to know exactly
the
thought process that the 1,000 people that work for the late night show with Jimmy Fallon thought of.
But that's what we need to know. And then to add on, like, that song is registered on the Dell. So obviously, you know, they're going to have more connections to that shit. So they get to see who's the distributor, who has the royalty. So they get to see all of that stuff. So obviously, it's like one's going to pop up first as the creator, you know?
Mm-hmm. And what's your point with that?
Huh?
Like, what's the point of Eslabon showed up first? Or
weren't we just talking about that?
I know, I'm still a little confused.
I mean,
Peso Pluma didn't get invited for that song.
Mm-hmm.
He got invited because of the noise
career?
He's making. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry,
I'm but that wasn't the only problem. The second problem was that when Jimmy Fallon said with his hit song "Ella Baila Sola," like Jimmy
with his hit song. Oh, and not a problem that we have. It's a problem.
Or just like that something was that thing.
Everybody like it's just the public.
But in that case, it was Jimmy's fault, you know.
Yeah, because he could have like you know.
Well, it's not his fault. It's just like he's just trying to like. Put on the artist, you know.
All right, then.
Is it about
Okay.
The bigger question is it about the artist or is it about the song?
Yes, but I feel like
what
we're
do you guys think?
Too much commentary.
What y'all think
about Jimmy?
No, did Jimmy Fallon invite
Fallon
Peso Pluma for the song?
That's what
or for
been,
the artist.
That's what we've been arguing.
For the last 20 minutes.
I know what y'all think. I know what y'all want.
We've been saying what we think for the last 20 minutes.
Well, I said I don't know, but like...
I don't know, but I want to.
Okay, fine. I'm going to say it. I think it was because of the artist. Because if it was by the song, like I said, if they're like, oh, this song's it's doing amazing. Let's check it out. They would have clicked the first name on there.
Yeah. Bet.
They wouldn't even have been like, this song's awesome. Who's the feature? But yeah, that wasn't, like I said, that wasn't the only thing that got Eslabon upset. What got them upset was that only, like, Peso got the credit, you know? Like, his hit song, Ella Baila Sola.
So they,
and not
they,
only that, but, like, Peso talked after and he didn't say, like, oh, you know, shout out my boy Pedro or Eslabon.
Yeah, but we never know, you know?
Yeah, but that's what we said, we don't know.
There's contracts that, like...
There's scripts.
Like, yeah, that they restrict you from saying, like, what about if they're like, oh, you can come on, but you can't say this, you can't say that.
Yeah.
Very limited stuff. Huh?
You know, you got to make...
Yeah, it's also very... It's a different set of rules, you know? National, like, English television has their own rules. Like,
yeah.
You don't know how much freedom he had. Yeah. You don't know if he had a script word for word and they said, hey, if you
Time it is scripted.
If you had a word, if you take a word out, like,
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate. We should play
but
a clip.
I think we should listen to what they have to say better.
Yeah.
So, what is this video? Okay.
Nos habitamos, pero
¿qué dijeron?
¿De qué pasó?
¿Él tiene derecho a la canción de ustedes?
No, es esta canción.
Eslabón Armado restringe a Peso Pluma para cantar Ella Baila Sola. Fueron al programa El Gordo y la Flaca, están molestos con Peso Pluma, dieron sus razones y como siempre te tengo las imágenes, ¡vámonos!
No nos dieron la invitación, no nos hablaron nadie de ir ahí
en el programa ese de Jimmy Fallon.
Y invitaron a Peso Pluma, no llevan usualmente a la banda entera.
Claro que no, pero me imagino que a lo mejor le puede dar la opción, Raúl, y decirle, oye, yo voy a estar, a lo mejor podemos hacer una colaboración, se pueden pagar sus pasajes, pueden hacer, no sé, Raúl. Así no
están ustedes, nos habitamos.
Yo ni tenía la menor idea de que ustedes habían compuesto la canción, que habían sido parte de todo este éxito.
¿Han podido hablar con él otra vez o con los managers?
No hemos platicado con él.
No, pero él puede tocar la canción y cantarla cuando él quiera.
Eso sí, no sé.
Pues Jimmy Fallon o cosas así, que me entiende, pues se me hace que se tiene que ver como un respeto, donde se tiene que imitar los dos grupos, ¿me entiende? Pero sí, pues no sé qué pasa.
¿Él tiene derecho a la canción de ustedes?
No, es esta canción completa.
¿Los derechos son tuyos? Sí. Entre más famosa se hace la canción, más tú vas a cobrar.
Para que el público entienda, porque la crítica estaba por todos lados, claro, y todos los fans.
Es obvio que se van a sentir, es obvio que estén molestos con las cosas que está haciendo Peso Pluma. Muchos defienden a la WP, pero a ver, tú haces una tarea en equipo y que el otro vato se quede crédito solo, a huevo que te vas a sentir. Déjame en los comentarios.
Dude, okay, so when I first watched, I'm gonna be 100% honest. I was like, you know, it's like more promo for the song, like, you know, what's wrong with it? But put yourself in Pedro's shoes. Like, for example, like us, we start this podcast, we work so hard for it, thinking, what should we do next, how should we film it, the lighting, the editing, and everything, and then some other motherfucker just comes and, like, takes it. And they're like, oh, that's the number one podcast, Música Mexicana, or something.
Like, let's just
like,
say.
Actually, put yourself in Pedro's shoes. Because it's so easy for fans to be like, because I've seen comments like, stop crying, like, Peso Pluma, blah, 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 like, he's the number one artist, why are you guys complaining, like, he helped you guys or whatever, but, like, actually put yourself in Pedro's shoes.
Yeah, like, being the creative brain behind it.
Yeah, like.
And just getting your idea snatched and losing creativity to something.
Okay, your idea did not get snatched.
But he's getting credit for it.
Yeah.
He's not getting credit. I honestly
Not full credit.
Like, I see media
not
stuff.
Not national TV
I saw,
credit.
I saw, Rolling Stone?
Rolling Stone.
They literally just put, like, oh, congrats to Peso Pluma on his hit song. Something like that. Like, no, it's La One.
You know what? I'll say something. I just feel like.
I feel like you just have to be in Pedro's shoes to understand.
But are they trying to congratulate Peso Pluma on what he's doing? Or are they trying to congratulate.
On the song.
On the song.
I feel like Peso Pluma just kind of walked into this.
But like, it's also not Peso Pluma's fault. Like, I don't think...
It's not his fault. I feel like people are just connecting his name with the song. And obviously, Peso Pluma's already being a global star. So, yeah. Like, they're just giving him the credit because he's already big.
I don't know.
That's what I think is happening.
The issue is, también right there with El Gordo y La Flaca is that, like, oh...
They're instigating.
Not even... They're instigating, but they're also ignorant on, like, exactly everything because they're like, oh, he goes to the show, important show, you know, and, you know, maybe taking... A lot of people, it's like expensive and all those gastos and stuff. But they're like, oh, usually when they go, like, a veces no llevan a toda la banda. So I think, like, they have them sitting down right here, you know, on their couches, and they think that, like, they're the musicos or something. You get me? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like they still don't understand that it's two different people. Because they're like, oh, no llevan a toda la banda. Like, it's not toda la banda. It's, like, there's the artists.
Oh, I get what you mean.
Like, when they said, oh, like, a veces no llevan a toda la... Like, it's like, no se agüiten, muchachos, a veces no llevan a toda la banda. Type of thing.
Like, they're, so you think that they think they're in, like, in the same group or some shit?
Something like that. Yeah, I feel like they just really, really don't know.
And yeah, but that could be the mistake too. And from coming from an English side to a Spanish side, like, mucha gente piensa que they do a collab together and they think it's one group. You know how Angel was saying.
Oh, like, I get what you mean. Like let's just say Jimmy Fallon's not gonna know. Like, oh, this is this person.
Yeah, like él pensó que lo más era, you know, so he like. He saw Peso Pluma, he was probably like, fuck, this was like the number one type of shit, you know? Pero esa cosa, we kind of don't know, you know, what fully is going on. Like, we don't know, we're not in depth of what contracts he got, que tenía que decir, que no pedía, like.
Yeah.
Es muchas cosas que people got to understand, like.
There's a lot of more, detail. A lot of detail.
There's more to it, but credit should be given where credit should be, you know? And.
Lo también all people on TikTok instigating, like that one girl. Bringing a bunch of other stuff in.
Oh, that get race and stuff?
Yeah. Like I said, like...
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know who she is. I don't know where this lady came from, but...
Speak up about it, like... You know? It should have been dealt in, like, private.
you know.
It could have been done in private, but I mean,
do they still follow each other?
But congrats to both like sides, you know. You guys are both putting in the work
for them, for Mexican music.
Yeah, like both of you guys made something out of it, you know.
And that's the thing that sucks too. They're making history together. They did something so crazy, but then like there's low key like, I feel like there's a bit of tension.
There's tension for sure.
And like, because it just sucks because like you guys did something amazing. You guys could do it again. But like now there's that tension.
Yeah, because like this is the first time in a long time a song has stayed number one for a while, you know? Like
this song did.
They still follow each other. Yeah. So that's crazy though. Peso Pluma is now at 7 million. Damn. A month ago he was at 3 million. And we're like, damn, he's gonna be not that.
If y'all real OGs, when we talked about what was it?
Jota Hele 2.
That I asked him and I put the little audio that he said, he was at 300, he was another 300,000.
That's crazy.
Pero me hubiera gustado que esto de credit and all that stuff no hubiera pasado. Me hubiera gustado que siguieran trabajando juntos.
Another song.
Que, you know, keep putting all Mexicans up. Really high up there.
Like we
keep
said.
Pushing, you know, pushing the culture up and work together. And, you know, we've preached about it forever of, you know, if Mexicans work together and, you know, these record labels would get out of the way and let them collaborate together, we would be number one. Like, there's no reason.
Yeah.
So they get there.
But like we said in the previous podcast, like, es la misma raza que brings you to the
table,
you know? It's always one Mexican that brings out another Mexican.
A Mexican.
Y luego también,
Mexican.
You know, everybody watching this and all the people instigating on TikTok and stuff, don't try to pick sides. Like, why don't you guys pick the side of, like, Música Mexicana doing good?
Yeah, like,
push it up, be like, oh my god, congratulations, and we're doing so good. And do you guys remember when it was like not,
it wasn't popular
to look to música, listen to corrido or something like that, te volteaban a ver feo.
Yeah,
and now, you know, it's mainstream. ¿Por qué no le echan ganas a esos TikToks también?
Yeah, because la neta, like, it wasn't a big problem until people started instigating on TikTok, you know. And then from there, and it was all raza, like, it was all Mexicans, like, oh, but this, like, that kind of fucked up something that, you know, what about if they were working on another song and now they're like, oh, I don't want to do it because what about if the same thing happens again, mm-hmm. you know? And
yeah,
that's just causing more problems. Like, we finally reached a milestone that, you know, Mexicans are, people are proud to be Mexicans, and it's just fucking shit up. Like,
you know what's kind of crazy? That you don't really, I feel like this happened because it's like the first national or global hit that a Mexican has. And then, for example, you know, pop, rap, like, it's so common to have collaborations and like going viral like that. They don't even have problems about it.
I was gonna break, we're right back.
Just reach 30.
That's right.
Okay guys, we are back from the break, and you know, before we wrap it up, I want to ask you guys, like, what do you guys think about this situation?
I don't know what that
what means. Do you guys think about the situation of, I know it's easy to tell, like, Pedro, like, hey, you know, Peso Pluma is the number one artist in the Música Mexicana. Like, you should be grateful. But, like, actually put yourself in his shoes and, like, just think about, like, what you do. Like, if it's your job, if you own a business, and then just someone just, like, takes the credit for, like, what you're doing.
But did he take the credit?
I don't know.
But I feel like regardless.
But I don't think, like I said, it's not Peso Pluma's fault. I think it's media.
Yeah, media.
Adding stuff and TikTokers.
Yeah. I'm busy instigating. Y'all should have just been happy that Música Mexicana is reaching new heights and that, you know, we're getting to the level that
I just realized
we worked hard for. All of us. Every single one of us.
Because of this, we're going to be able to go new heights alongside with the rappers, the pop, the R&B.
Pop. You know?
We're going to, hopefully one day, Música Mexicana gets a Grammy. That'll be fucking insane. I'm not talking about Latin Grammy. I'm talking Grammy with the American music is that too, you know?
Like,
I mean, Bad Bunny, he was nominated. He was close. He almost won Album of the Year, but Harry Styles took it, robbed them. Nah, I'm kidding. We were almost there. Latin.
Yeah, like, reggaetoneros are now asking Música Mexicana artists for dueto.
Now, just for context,
who's that Peso motherfucker Pluma who was saying that, like, oh, now I don't want to do, like, Mexican music?
Oh, it was Arcángel.
Arcángel, yeah, I saw that video. You guys saw that when he was like
Arcángel, mi niño.
Like, Mexicanos want to come right here. Like, us don't. We don't want to go.
See, guys, that's what, the stuff that we had to endure for years and years, decades.
Humillaciones.
Decades. Where we were looked at as a sub-genre. Like, literally, like, under. Like, you know, everybody was reggaeton, música en inglés. Now, Mexicans. Toda Latinoamérica. Que habla español.
Toda Latinoamérica.
And, you know, one song, you know, makes it out the like subgenre, whatever, you know, reaches worldwide success. Y'all should have been happy.
Don't instigate.
Y'all shouldn't have instigated. And, you know, just be happy that, you know, we're getting the recognition that the whole genre deserves. You know, look, you know, looking eye to eye with everybody else and not everybody looking down on us at us for, like, you know, the past, for all the existence of, like, Mexican music. Yeah.
Why are you crying?
Shit. I know.
No, Angel's right.
Bet.
But, yeah, guys, it's time we wrap it up.
Yeah, and that one lady, y'all know what that one lady hella instigating. Ya cálmate.
Yeah, cálmese.
Cálmese pa.
Cálmese pa.
Yeah.
I was going to say one more thing. I'm trying to remember.
While he remembers, thank you guys for tuning into the episode. Make sure to comment, like, subscribe. I cannot emphasize this enough. Subscribe.
Give it a 5-star rating. Subscribe. Comment down, end of the video clip. You guys watch to the end. And comment something funny.
Comment. Puro Torreón, Coahuila.
Comment. Música Mexicana for the win. Let's get it. Peace out, guys.
Peace out, guys.
Bye. Muchas gracias. Unidos.